Did you know that stroke happens to be the second greatest killer here in Australia and costs, give or take, around $5 billion a year? And incidentally, the second is also rather the biggest single cause of disability in Australia. Some scary thoughts there, considering it's National Stroke Week. Let's have a look at that with the Stroke and Disability Information Coordinator, Judy Webb-Royal. Good morning, Judy. A stroke, how many people does it affect in Australia?
Approximately 60,000 people a year, but when you actually break that down, it works out every 10 minutes somewhere in Australia someone is having a stroke, and that equates to 1 in 7 people will have a stroke.
I think when you put that into some perspective, Judy, every 10 minutes or so it's happening somewhere. What actually happens when you have a stroke? Because it's bad, but can you take us through what actually takes place?
Well, a stroke is an interruption of blood flow to the brain. And our brain is like our motherboard is to a computer. Our brain controls everything our body does. So when you have an interruption of blood flow, your brain actually starts to die. And depending where that interruption happens, as to what parts of your body are affected, and depending on the length of that interruption, as to the severity of the effect. Because your brain, not all of your brain controls every function. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. This part of the brain does that, and this part does that. So depending where that interruption happens, as to what disabilities people end up with.
So in a matter of speaking, you can have the same effect, but depending on whereabouts in the brain it is, it's going to give you, in terms of outcome, a better or worse outcome, depending on what it touches.
Yeah.
Okay. So what actually are some of the symptoms? Like, if we're about to have a stroke, what should we be looking out for?
Well, what most of the world is using these days is the acronym FAST, and F stands for face, and I'm sure people have seen this, where people will have their eye drop or their mouth will drop. That's one of the telltale signs. The other one is A, and that's lifting both arms, if you can lift your both arms. And what they're testing there is if you've got any paralysis at all. The next one is S, and that's for speech. And is your speech slurred? Can you speak? Or is it like a gobbly speech? And also, S stands for smile. What's your smile like? Is your smile an even smile, or is your smile off-centred? Has your face dropped? And T is for time. And the most important thing with a stroke is time, that you act fast because you have chances of better outcomes. So if you think you or someone else is having a stroke, you ring 000 and you tell the operator, look, I think so-and-so might be having a stroke. And you become a priority with the ambulance service. They realise that that's a serious incident.
Sure, it jumps you well above the broken arm and broken leg, that's for sure. What can we do in our own lives, Judy, to try and cut down or help prevent a stroke? Is there things that we can do actively?
Oh, look, yes. Get your blood pressure checked. Every time you go to the GP, get your blood pressure checked. If he doesn't ask, put your arm out and ask him to check it, because high blood pressure is one of the major incidences, reasons for stroke. Also, you do exercises, and you don't have to go outside and do exercises. When the ads are on TV of a night time, jump your legs up and down. Do some power exercises with your arms. You know, go for a swim. We live in, and we're coming into a great season. Take the dog for a walk. Walk around the clothesline. Eat a lot more vegetables and fruit and less meat. You know, the cows will love you for it. Eat fish. They won't be so happy, but fish is great for the brain, and it's also just great generally for your health. Don't smoke. It's a no-brainer. You know, that goes with a lot of stuff. Alcohol. Look, a little bit of alcohol is great for everything, but don't drink excessively. And if you can manage to do those things, and look, it's the same for most illnesses, and that the same things apply.
It really is a case, Judy, isn't it? Making sure you're eating right and doing all the right things, and you'll give your body the best chance. Judy, thank you so much for making us aware of some of that information this morning.
look, thanks so much for having us, and stay stroke safe.
Absolutely. That's the Stroke and Disability Information Coordinator, Judy Webb-Ryle. One in every 10 minutes or so, somebody is having a stroke, and those things you can watch out for. We've got some details on that at the Morning Show page of 2NURFM.com.